On today's Smart 7, PSNI chief faces calls for resignation after breach, Hawaii wildfire devastation and lots more. It's Friday the 11th of August, it's Son and Daughter Day and happy birthday Joe Rogan. The Smart 7, it's news but not the news. The Police Service of Northern Ireland is continuing to struggle with the aftermath of what's been described as an industrial-scale data breach. Tuesday night saw an administrative error that meant 10,000 staff and officers' details were exposed online as a spreadsheet for about 3 hours. This followed an earlier issue in July when a laptop, police radio and documents were stolen from a private vehicle. But this theft wasn't reported for another 3 weeks. Assistant Chief Constable Chris Todd is not sure why the delay happened.
The gap in between is part of an ongoing investigation. It's not clear, to be frank at the moment, as to why there was a delay, and that is of concern to me, and that is something we will be looking very closely at.
With a threat level from dissident Republicans at severe in the north, PSNI Chief Constable...
I know it's a question that people will be asking. I don't think leadership is about walking away. It's facing up to your responsibilities, and I think the organisation needs consistency and calm heads at the moment across the team to lead us through what we accept is an unprecedented crisis.
Social media has been full of shocking footage of fires in Hawaii. The tropical paradise was hit by wildfires in the wake of Hurricane Dora that swept across western Maui and saw the town of Lahaina reduced to ash. The death toll had reached 53 by Friday morning with dozens more injured, and US President Joe Biden had declared an official disaster and dispatched aid. Hawaii's Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke says it's like nothing they've ever seen.
When we deal with hurricane and disasters following hurricane, we're usually dealing with heavy rains, we're dealing with flooding. The fact that we have wildfires in multiple areas as a result of indirectly from a hurricane is unprecedented.
On Thursday, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar gave an indication that the government could be on the way to helping out mortgage holders. Recent increases in the cost of lending has seen rates rise to over 4%, the highest in over a decade, and puts Ireland in the middle of the league table for European countries. Varadkar says the government is aware that people are struggling, but that any government relief would have to be targeted.
The difficulty with an across-the-board mortgage interest relief is that when it was there before, it actually had the effect of increasing house prices and increasing the amount of mortgages people would get from their banks and therefore increasing their debt. So there is a risk in it.
That's a shocking sound of presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio being assassinated in Ecuador. He'd just spoken at a campaign event near the capital, Quito, just days before the election is due to take place. He was a former journalist dedicated to exposing corruption and the link between organized crime and government in the South American country. The election will still take place, according to President Guillermo Lasso, who has declared a national state of emergency and asked the military to patrol polling stations. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says it's a shocking turn of events.
So it looks like they're taking this very, very seriously. We obviously hope that there'll be a full, complete and transparent investigation into this and that the perpetrators are held properly accountable. It's a horrific scene. It's a disturbing video. And obviously, it's not what anybody would want for the people of Ecuador or, quite frankly, Ecuador's democracy.
Still to come in the Smart 7, the lionesses get ready to roar, and you've got an invitation to the world of John Wick.
Right after this.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome back.
The Women's World Cup quarterfinals are underway. First up, Spain took on the Netherlands and ended it 2-1, while Japan faced Sweden next. Then on Saturday, host Australia face France and England take on Colombia. Colombia are the side that caused controversy before the World Cup even started, as their warm-up game with Ireland was cancelled after 20 minutes because the South American team were so physical. It could be a bruising encounter for the Lionesses and their missing talisman Lauren James until at least the final. But Beth England says the team are confident in their collective abilities.
We're not defined by one player. I think it's important that everyone's there for them, that we are there for us as a team and as coaching staff, but ultimately whatever decision they make, we have to unfortunately accept that and just get on with the game. There's bigger things than just focusing on one player right now.
Thursday was a big day for commercial spaceflight, or at least suborbital spaceflight. That's where you pop up to the edge of the atmosphere and enjoy several minutes of weightlessness. Virgin Galactic's inaugural tourist flight went smoothly, setting records along the way for most women on a single mission. That's four, plus the first ever mother and daughter spaceflight. Tickets on Galactic 2 cost between $250,000 and $400,000, and the next trip is scheduled for September. One of the passengers today was 80-year-old Parkinson sufferer John Goodwin. He's also a former Olympian and hopes his experience can inspire others.
I'm 80 now. The fact that I'm now going to be doing this is completely magical. When I got diagnosed with Parkinson's, I thought, well, that's it. They're not going to accept me. For me to go into space and defy Parkinson's is hopefully inspirational to all people.
If you're a John Wick fan and the suspense over whether or not there might be a fifth movie is proving too much, we've got some good news for you. There's a brand new series from the world of John Wick and is about to drop on Prime Video around September 22nd. It's set in the iconic Continental Hotel, so beloved of Mr. Wick and his associates, and follows the stories of a young Winston played by Colin Goodell. It's just three episodes long and, fair warning, also features Mel Gibson as a guest star.
This sacred institution wields power beyond your imagination. Winston, your brother stole something from me. What you took is very important to a lot of very dangerous people. Find him, because if you don't, I'll bring the weight of this whole institution down on you both. Sharon, show our guest.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.